Podcasting from the Instructional Development Center, room 2401 of the Student Commons Building at Heartland Community College. I'm media technologist Tom Corcoran, and this is the IDC Podcast, episode number 40 for the week of October 15th through the 19th of 2007. On Tuesday, October 16th, from 2 to 3 p.m. in the Instructional Development Center, room 2401 of the Student Commons Building, Jennifer Swartout will be hosting the third Writing Across the College of the semester, entitled Assessing Writing Assignments. Jennifer will offer tips for effectively responding to student writing without pulling your hair out. If you have questions about assessing the writing assignments you are assigning in your classes, stop into the IDC on Tuesday from 2 to 3 p.m. For more information about the Writing Across the College program, contact Assistant Professor of English Jennifer Swartout. Thanks to all who have joined us for Podcasting 101 each Friday this month. If you haven't had a chance to come learn about podcasting in this hands-on workshop, stop into the Workforce Development Center, room 2602, on Friday, October 19th from noon to 1:30, or on Friday, October 26th from noon to 1:30 or 2 to 3:30. In this workshop, you will not only learn what podcasts are and how to make them, but you will be able to create your own podcast. Bring a short script if you wish to have material to narrate and record your own podcast. This workshop is presented by John Dotta and myself, and the next Podcasting 101 is on Friday, October 19th in the Workforce Development Center at noon to 1:30. Speaking of writing across the college, on Friday, October 19th from 1 to 2 p.m., the IDC will be hosting the first Writing Across the College workshop, which was rescheduled from September 21st, on using essays as a tool for learning. Jennifer Swartout will be available to help you learn how to assign papers, including research papers, that will help your students learn. Options for assessing essays will also be discussed. Again, for more information on the Writing Across the College program, contact Assistant Professor of English Jennifer Swartout. For more information on the events, services, podcasts, and other resources related to instructional development at Heartland Community College, see our website at www.heartland.edu/IDC. In this week's Tips and Tricks section, I thought I would share some podcasting tips I've found helpful during the time I've recorded the IDC podcast. First, get a good microphone. The quality of your voice will only sound as good as the quality of the microphone you use. And make sure that you have the input set to microphone in the volume or sounds settings. Try a few test takes to make sure everything is set up correctly before diving into your podcast. Also, drink water before you go to record your voice. This will help keep your vocal cords clear. Some liquids to avoid include pop, the carbonation can disrupt your breathing, and milk or any type of dairy product. If you can avoid holding the microphone, do. Use a mic stand, set it in one location, and avoid touching it as you record. This will cut down on the amount of interference or extra clicking sounds that will be recorded while you are speaking. Record in a quiet location. The more soundproof you can make the room, the better quality of recording you will be able to make. One easy way to record a more professional-sounding podcast is to position the microphone in front of pillows. Yes, pillows. The sound won't echo, and you'll sound like you're in a recording studio. If you want to get really professional without actually building your own studio, also have something behind you that will absorb any echo. This can be something as simple as another pillow or a comforter. For some people, using a script is best. If you're good at ad-lib, then you may just need some preparation time with no script. But if you think that you will wander off topic or forget whole sections, at least use an outline, if not a full script. The amount of time you save in editing will be obvious. Smile while you talk. I know this sounds crazy, but smiling will change the sound of your voice from a monotone to an upbeat, happier vocal. Unless you are talking on a very somber topic and want to present yourself as extremely serious, try smiling. Come up with a format for your podcast. Similar to when writing an essay, have an introduction, body, and conclusion. If you have certain elements that remain the same each week, like having a tips and tricks section, this gives the podcast a polished feel. By format, I mean if you do an interview, take listener email comments, and do a review of a product, keep them in that order each week so listeners can know what to expect. This will also keep you more organized because you'll know what sections need to be prepared. Slow down and take your time. Also, don't worry about making mistakes. The less worried you are about making mistakes, the less you will make, and in turn you'll save yourself time editing out all the starts, and stops. Practice out loud a few times before you sit down to record. This will also allow you to feel more relaxed, you will spend less time doing any editing, and you will have a rough idea of how long the podcast will be if you practice it a few times. And finally, have fun. Podcasting isn't necessarily meant to be a serious, formal, somber exercise. Make it what you want it to be. Try a few different formats and play around with it a bit. Add music introductions and other sounds if you want. And remember, it doesn't have to sound flawless to sound well done. Keeping some of the mistakes in the podcast allows listeners to know that you are human and they can make a connection with you. I hope these podcasting tips help improve your own podcasts. Thanks for listening to this episode of the IDC Podcast. Our podcasts are updated weekly with events happening in and news about the Instructional Development Center at Heartland Community College. If you're in need of assistance with the services we offer in the IDC or have questions to ask of the staff, check out our contact information on the IDC website at www.heartland.edu/IDC/contact.jsp. That's all for this week. Signing off until next time from the Instructional Development Center. Have a great week.